Roderick Royal, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. We are, of course, on a budget day, perhaps, in city council chambers. What can we expect to see, a vote up or down for the budget today?
Well, I believe we'll get an up vote on the budget. I can't see any significant, if any, problems. The majority of the council members have agreed that the budget that is being presented is the budget we'd like to see. And also in the budget, it also includes money for several projects that were either promised by the mayor or have been delayed for a number of months.
Well, let's talk about some of those projects, the mayor's pet projects being streetcars and scholarships, to name a few. They've been either reduced or cut from the budget. What if the mayor insists on those?
Well, I can't speak for him, but I will talk about the scholarships, for instance.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is almost any kid who wants to go to school can go to school through existing means in terms of scholarship provision and financial aid and other kinds of things like that. So because the mayor has not specifically laid out what the scholarship program entails that he envisions, the council finds it basically imprudent to go forward with it. No one has seen the scholarship plan on paper other than to say we want to offer scholarships for students finishing Birmingham public schools. Well, you know, obviously that's not good enough. What we need to do is to have some parameters. And because those parameters and other kinds of details are not in place, we felt it best not to go forward in this budget year. But hopefully over the budget year, we will talk specifically about how to get this program off the ground and if, in fact, we can legally do it. You might remember when he first proposed it, there was a question about whether or not it would require a vote of the people to expend tax money on such a scholarship program. And so we still have to resolve that issue. And if it does require a vote of the people, the earliest vote we can have, it would have to be during a municipal election. And the earliest municipal election that we can have will be, unless it's a special election, will be the October election of 2009. But by 2009, of course, you will have already had another budget. You would have gone into the budget process again next March. It was one of those things where, because we didn't have details, the council felt it best not to go forward. But I will say this, it's not that the idea has been scrapped. It's just that it's incomplete, as is the trolley program. You know, quite frankly, there are some of us who believe that the wisest use of our money is not to duplicate another city's projects, i.e., you know, we got trolleys in Louisiana. Everybody wants to ride the street, the St. Charles streetcar there. We have trolleys other places. But will that work in Birmingham, and what will it take in terms of tearing up the millions and millions of dollars that have been spent on 20th Street? It may be that a new route is required. So because we have questions like that, we decided what the best thing to do was to reduce the amount that he proposed in order so we can do the engineering, the planning, the thinking phase of it, so that if it goes forward, we are relatively assured that it will work.
You said that the mayor hasn't been forthcoming as far as the scholarships plan, among others, but he also hasn't been forthcoming with the capital budget either. Your fellow council member, William Bell, seems to think that the mayor is in violation of the Mayor-Council Act by not providing that budget, the capital budget, in addition to the operating budget. If you do think that's true, how does the council react to that? Is there anything the council can do?
Well, now, the truth is I cannot speak for Councilor Bell either, but I will say that it appears that he is in violation of the Mayor-Council Act. And, you know, of course, that's something that he will have to deal with, or if some council member, and I'm really kind of surprised that the legal department has not pressed him on it. But I guess if you are afraid for your job or something like that, you don't do those kinds of things. But nonetheless, I don't know where that leaves us, but it does appear that he is in violation of the Mayor-Council Act.
Are you saying the mayor's not afraid for his job?
No, what I'm saying is that the legal department, by not doing its job, may be afraid of him.
So you're saying someone at City Hall might be saying to themselves, if I pursue this, my job could be in jeopardy?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's it. That's what most department heads. I think, you know, department heads are pointing at the sole discretion of the mayor. I think where they earn their dollars is if they're going to do the right thing for the city. Now, that's just my opinion.
You said you can't speak for Councilor Bell, but you can speak for Councilor Royal.
What I will say is this, as it relates to my thoughts on the capital budget, the capital budget remains consistent because we have no capital money other than the 2002 bond issue and previous bond issues that we have issued back to the early 90s. That is our capital budget. But most of the council members are familiar with the capital budget. It's just a matter of retooling it each budget year, and that is what the mayor has not done, apparently.
The mayor is operating under a cloud of investigation. How is the council's relationship with the mayor, and is the council, do you think, trying to keep him at arm's distance by blocking some of his proposals?
The last part I will answer. The first part I will not, because I think it's inappropriate for me to comment on something that really doesn't involve the city. You know, the allegations are allegations that stem from his service, I think, as mayor of Fairfield and as county commission president. It does not stem from his work as Birmingham mayor.
Correct.
So I think it's inappropriate for me to comment on that. But now I will say that I have read the SEC investigations filing, and that's all I'll say there. And the second thing I'll say is, no, I don't think the council is holding up projects, because of this ongoing investigation. I think what the council has tried to do is to be responsible in vetting out the projects, at least most of the council members have anyway. I know I certainly have tried to, and that's why we're not going forward with the scholarship thing, because there are no details.
I want to ask you about the free bus rides, because that's one example. The council approved that measure a few months ago, and then after the SEC complaint came down, the plan was sort of thrown under the bus. Why wasn't there more due diligence done before that item was approved?
Well, now, I was not present. And that's not to say that I would or would not have voted for the item. I was not present for the vote. But I will say this. I don't think that the actions are connected. Even in hindsight, I don't think the actions are connected. I think that, sometimes when you get an idea that sounds great and you only get it on a Tuesday morning, and you may jump at it without looking at it, then, you know, that's what happens. And unfortunately, that appears to be what happened on that vote. But again, I was not there, so. But that's a danger. You know, you do have to vet things out. That may have been an instance where it was not fully vetted. And hopefully in the future, the council members take more time to vet things out. I bring up in particular, although you have not, the thing about the Olympics. I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, that's almost unrealistic. Not that it can't happen, but it's almost unrealistic. These cities are in the game for the Olympic more than two decades out, you know, and so and plus you have to look at things like what is our existing hotel space and what is it going to be in the future. You have to look at what is our transportation capacity, where is the dome going to be located? What kind of fields do we have that are worthy? I mean, you know, on one hand, he's talking about pushing down Legion Field, which held some of the preliminary games for the Women's Olympic. Well, I mean, does that mean Legion Field still gets pushed down, or does that mean we keep it and renovate it? I mean, so there's a lot of things that you have to answer before you start going off on a tangent. And in my opinion, same thing, and final thing I'll say is same thing about moving the Birmingham International Racecourse from Fair Park to Daniel Payne Drive. Well, the problem is, this is just his idea, by the way, the problem is putting it, moving it out on Daniel Payne Drive basically limits our ability to fill up that industrial park out there. You know, we have an industrial park, and that's really how the city also makes money, through large businesses locating off interstates and things like that. And Daniel Payne is an industrial park corridor. FedEx is out there. There's a large trucking company out there that travels all the way to California with deliveries, and there's some other things out there. So it's just not those kinds of things have to be vetted. And you just don't jump up and say, oh, yeah, let's move the race course out to Daniel Payne. Well, yes, it's vacant land, but is that the best use for the vacant land? And at first blush, I would tell you it is not. You know, I think that the best use for that vacant land, in as much as we spent millions of dollars before he even got to the city on that land in order to do the industrial park, is to continue with the industrial park. And, you know, and incidentally, that's the same land that he proposed for an aquarium. I don't know if you recall that, but it's the same piece of land. So one day it's the aquarium, the next day it's the Birmingham International Racecourse. Which is it?
Well, obviously, there are a lot of proposals that the mayor has put forth, some which have seen the light of day, others which have been shut down.
Some more ridiculous than others.
Do you feel like a lot of these proposals, I mean, how would you characterize the mayor if he's coming up? You mentioned the Olympics plan and the aquarium plan that he had years ago.
I'm thinking that the whole thing about the Olympics is rather far-fetched, considering what the city currently has and considering... I mean, you know, you're saying 2010. Well, guess what? That's only 2 years from now.
Well, John Rogers, the state representative, has advocated for the Olympics for years and years and years.
No, but it's not the same as advocating for it and actually being in the game. I don't know what you know about the planning for the Olympics, but, you know, these games are planned decades in advance. I mean, the people who are at the table actually have the capacity to host the games at the time that they apply.
Well, certainly, and there's a process for
going
forth
with
that.
There's a process,
right.
And it's not a one-year process. It would almost be a coup for the city to do this in a year. Not to mention we don't have, well, at least I don't know if we don't have it, but it would take a tremendous amount of lining up backers immediately. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars to be expended in a year's time. And, you know, you have to almost ask, what's the reality in doing that? And, you know, and I'm not so sure, but at first blush, I would say that it's almost unlikely. And I say almost because, you know, everything is possible. But considering that these states and countries and the U.S., for instance, the U.S., I mean, this is Birmingham. The U.S., the United States of America, makes bids on the Olympics. So you would have to first see what the U.S. committee thinks about Birmingham as a whole city. You see
that's
what I mean?
Right. In competition with other cities, other much bigger cities across the country.
It's not that, oh, you go bid for your city, because that's not the way it's done. That's not the way it's done. So, you know, it doesn't appear or it hadn't been in the past. But, you know, I just think maybe the mayor should get sleep at night rather than being up all night. Maybe he should get some sleep.
Councilor Royer, I appreciate you joining us this morning, and thank you for your comments. And again, thanks for joining us on Morning Edition.
Thank you. Have a good day.